Are quanta on the clock? Going faster than the speed of light would be very embarrassing for relativity. And now it has happened. Recently, experimenters have found a way to move photons from one position to another without passing through the space in between. The first example of true teleportation. Because the photons skip from point A to point B instantaneously, no time elapses. The speed of light isn't actually exceeded. It's made irrelevant. We may say that time is bypassed. In fact, teleportation unravels the neat pop-up picture of space, time, and matter. Teleporting photons have enormous implications. Einstein's thinking, as we've been discovering, remained rooted in a classical world, and such a world is bound by the speed of light. Like wild horses released from a corral, if quantum objects can go beyond the speed of light, not by traveling faster, but through instantaneous action, something unknown lies ahead. One unknown has to do with how many dimensions actually exist. Clock time is one-dimensional. It travels in a straight line that occupies one dimension, as all straight lines do, that can only connect point A and point B. But in quantum theory, there is no limit to how many dimensions there are, since they exist as purely mathematical constructs. For example, a number of quantum theories require us to go beyond gravity to the field of supergravity, which posits 11 dimensions. The pre-created state before the Big Bang could be dimensionless, occupying zero dimensions, mathematically speaking. Or it could have infinite dimensions. The possibilities are head-spinning, being so far removed from everyday experience. We have to add our universe's three dimensions to the pile of dismantled absolutes. And time, the fourth dimension, may have to go with it. In mathematical terms, it already has. It is generally accepted that every particle is emerging here and now from a place of zero dimensions, namely the quantum vacuum. Some radical physicists even theorize that the only two numbers with any reality are zero and infinity. Zero is where the trick of turning nothing into something occurs. Infinity is how many possibilities can emerge on an absolute scale. Every number in between has the reality only of soap bubbles and smoke. Zero dimensions cannot be visualized, and even the mathematics can seem like a parlor trick, because so many variables are either unknown or sheer guesswork. But surely all of us exist, because the timeless, which has no beginning or end, expresses itself as time in the present moment. This transformation defies logic, which should come as no surprise by now. Since the quantum realm isn't on the clock, why not accept the truth that time is totally malleable? In that case, it's no great leap to seeing any version of time itself as artificial. To make this easier to comprehend, we need to explore a basic term in quantum physics that also applies to everyday reality. State. When you see a tree, its state is that of a tangible object you can locate in space-time and experience with your five senses. A floating cloud is vaporous and more elusive than a tree, but it exists in the same state of physicality. When physics delves into the quantum domain, another state is involved. The virtual state. It is invisible and intangible, but nevertheless real. In fact, we visit the virtual state every waking moment. Think of a word, any word. We'll pick avocado. When you think or say avocado, it exists as a mental object. Before you think or say the word, where is it? Words aren't stored in a physical state in brain cells. Instead, they exist invisibly, but ready at hand, in a virtual state. You can pluck them out at will, an ability that deteriorates when the brain's memory retrieval gets physically weakened or damaged. A faulty radio can't retrieve radio waves either. Without a working receiver, radio signals exist, invisible and unsensed, all around us. Likewise, the brain is a receiving device for the words we use. And not only that, the rules for using language are also in the virtual domain. When you see the sentence, "Our house need wind," you instantly know that it doesn't obey the rules of language. You use no energy inside your brain to tell the difference between sense and nonsense. The rules are invisibly embedded in a place that is, for all intents and purposes, non-physical. Subatomic particles also come from a place that is non-physical. And there's no reason to believe that where you go to fetch the word rose isn't the same place from which galaxies spring.